And good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Bartow's Morning News. Alan Sanders here in the studios of WBHF, and as promised, joined by a local author who has a book, a fantastic picture book, for sale at the Ackworth Bookstore. We have Dennis Klein joining us by phone. Dennis, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Great to have you here. D-Day, one of my all-time, I don't want to call it favorite because it sounds weird to say it that way, but as a kid growing up, did book reports on D-Day, ended up watching movies like The Longest Day with my dad, eventually getting when we see the Spielberg movie coming back with Saving Private Ryan, reenacting Omaha Beach, one of the five beaches, and really hammering home to, I think, a new generation just what went down on the retaking of Europe from Hitler and from the Germans. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for this picture book.
Well, I'm not really sure when I got involved in it, but I grew up in a small town in western Massachusetts called Adams. And as a kid, I skied a lot. And the highest mountain in Massachusetts was Mount Greylock in our backyard. And you had to walk up and ski down. There was no lift. And at that time, there were a lot of older men that were good skiers, and they had been in the 10th Mountain Division. And I found out later that they had skied with German boys that were all about 19 that Hitler had sent over for the Olympics. And then it was very sad to find out that years later, they were fighting against each other in the Italian Alps. So that always stuck in my mind. And then my real interest was when I was flying for Delta and on trips to Europe, coming up over the English Channel in the morning, looking down at England, France, and the English Channel. I would wonder what was going through those young boys' minds that morning as they crossed the channel. So that's how I really got interested.
We're coming up on that 75-year anniversary. I believe it's next year, isn't it correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Next year, June 6th.
June 6, 1944, the original date of Operation Overlord. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you in terms of just going and taking so many just pictures of the French cuisine, even French atmosphere, and as well as a lot of these battlements that have been sort of enshrined in history.
Well, I think the first time that I went, it was because I had flown over there and wanted to go. So I went and stayed in a little town called Bayeux, which is real close to the Normandy beaches. And I went on a tour. It wasn't really good because the tour guide spoke partial English, partial French. But it got me where when I came back home, I started to read more about it. So then I went back shortly afterwards and took a lot of pictures. And then I took a Delta pilot friend over for a week. And that's all we did. We went from one place to another taking pictures. And finally, I had about 2,000 pictures. And I thought, God, I ought to do something with these. So that's why I decided to make the book.
So the question I have for you is, did you already have kind of a background in photography? Or did you sort of pick that up and just employ it while you were there?
That's what I did. I have no formal photography training. I just enjoy taking pictures. And if you take enough of them, a few come out really nice.
Yeah, every now and then, the blind squirrel finds the nut, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's a really, really cool walkthrough, especially if you've never had a chance to be over there. And what's amazing is when I start looking at some of the architecture and some of the, even like the bridges, and I start thinking, again, growing up with watching World War II movies with my dad, things like A Bridge Too Far and other movies where you say, gosh, this, they really capture that sense of the environment. And then here it is, 75 years later, and some of it looks like it really hasn't changed.
Oh, a lot of it hasn't changed. Life goes on. I think that's probably why I wrote the book. When you go over there now, the same towns are there, the winding roads, the beaches, the cliffs. And then as you go through some of these areas, the German bunkers are there and a lot of the craters are there. So you can tell that there was something that happened at one time that was devastating. But now when you go there, especially off season, like I'd like to go and walk through these bunkers, it's serene. You can't even imagine what it feels like in thinking about what had happened 75 years ago.
Yeah, and that was actually a question I was going to ask is what was the sense, the feeling? I mean, I think just, I think on Omaha Beach alone, 2,400 U.S. soldiers either died, missing, or wounded just in one day of an assault on one of the five beaches, that of course being the worst. But what was that feeling, or did you sense almost like a reverence for the area?
I just go over there. I just can't imagine what it was like at that age to have to do that. I've always thought that if the Americans showed up with kegs of beer and came on shore, they all could have had a party because I don't think the Germans wanted to fight either. They were all kids, and they were put in that situation where they had no choice.
Of the five beaches, how many of them are reflected within the book itself? Because I know Omaha gets a lot of the press because that was the one that the, most of the movies are told, a lot of their stories, but all five of the beaches had their challenges.
Yeah, I have pictures of all five of the beaches, Omaha, Utah, Sword, Gold, and Juneau. And you're right, they all have, the whole idea was to come to shore and then all come together and then march inland. But like on Sword Beach, most people don't know there's a guy by the name of Bill Millen, and he was called Piper Bill. And he came ashore and he played the bagpipe. And he marched up and down the beach during all the carnage going on. And then he marched all the way to Pegasus Bridge, where he met up with John Howard. And that's where D-Day actually started that morning when they took Pegasus Bridge. So there's really a story for every beach, even though a lot of it isn't told on the American side.
We have author Dennis Klein joining us here on the phone. We're going to take our 1 minute timeout, and we're going to get back with Dennis here in just a second because we want to make sure that everyone that's now listening knows where to go buy the book and how to get their hands on it. Of course, the Ackworth Bookstore is one of our local bookstores that's worth checking out no matter what. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, to Bartow's Morning News. Alan Sanders here in the studios as we are starting the wrap-up in our final hour, and we have with us, joined on the phone, Dennis Klein, author of the book Revisiting Normandy After D-Day. It's actually Normandy 75 years later, Revisiting Normandy After D-Day. Dennis, I guess the big question is, who did you end up working with to publish and get this book out there?
Booklogix up in Alpharetta. I'm not a writer. It's my first book. I'm really not even a reader. That's why it's a coffee table book. But yeah, they did a very nice job. They walked me through it step by step. And I think it turned out to be a very nice product.
Excellent. Well, now at this point, let's go ahead, because now it's great to talk about the inspiration, who helped you publish, put it together, collate, get it printed and out. But let's get some sales for you. Where do people find this book?
Well, you can get it online under Dennis P. Klein, DennisPKlein.com. Or the best way to really get it is just type in the browser, Normandy 75 years later, and then it'll take you to a number of options to buy. But if you actually live in the North Georgia area, anywhere near Ackworth, the Ackworth Bookstore, Guy Condra and Laurie, they're very nice people. He's a character guy. Go in and have a cup of coffee with him, and he has the book on sale.
Just did a quick search, as you suggested, Amazon. If you're an Amazon user and you want to do the online, $39.95 for the hardcover. Obviously, if you want to put your hands on it and you want to look at it ahead of time, going down to the Ackworth Bookstore, just a 10-15 minute drive south of us here in Cartersville. Go in there and grab some coffee and browse the shop as well. And of course, check out the website, DennisPKlein.com, and look at that and learn a little bit more about you as the author. Any other ideas of another book already rolling around? Once you have a first one out, a lot of people say that's the first one, and you start feeling like, oh, I can do this again. Any thoughts about a second or a follow-up?
I don't think so.
No.
No. I guess the answer is no.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for taking time with us to be here. It's always cool to meet somebody who's taken something like this. And actually, it's one thing to say, I should do something with this, or I could maybe make a book. It's a whole different story and a journey to actually make it through all the way to completion with all of its own sets of trials and tribulations. And you've made it to the end and crossed the finish line. And we wish you all the best success with this book.
Well, I appreciate the interview with you, Alan. You're a gentleman. Well, I enjoyed working with you.
Well, again, sometimes things get right and sometimes things get wrong. But I'll take that. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us here on Bartow's Morning News.
Okay, you have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.